This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Interesting things happening.
Amen.
Stand up if you're feeling discouraged tonight. Come on, stand up if you're feeling discouraged. You heard what I said. If you're feeling downhearted, discouraged, stand. Look, I'm standing. If you're feeling that way, stand up. Thank you. In Jesus' name, you can sit. Because you see, I believe that tonight God is going to bring you a word of encouragement. If you're feeling discouraged, I don't know why I'm saying this, because I really didn't think about this earlier on. But if you're feeling discouraged, could it be that you're doing something right? You see, if you're not feeling discouraged, or if you haven't felt any discouragement, I humbly suggest you're doing something wrong. Because you're no threat to Satan. When you're in battle, the battle always doesn't go your way. It doesn't always turn your way. Satan isn't messing around, people. Satan is in a war. All you need to do is cast your eyes to the Middle East right now. What is going on? These people who call themselves ISIL, I refuse to call them ISIS. I refuse. Because they are not an Islamic state. Amen. That Islamic state has not been discovered. Mm-hmm. It is not an Islamic state. They are heathens, and they are nothing more than evil.
Amen.
To behead a man who is there on humanitarian grounds, to kidnap him, and then to behead him, there's got to be something wrong up here.
Mm-hmm.
These people are not playing around. Yet why aren't they being beaten? Why? Why are these people not being beaten? Why are the many Christians were running from them in northern Iraq? Why were they running? They were running for their lives. Why? Because Satan is not messing around any longer. He's on the move, beloved. And the only thing I believe that is going to keep the church together is one word. It's a four-letter word. It begins with L and ends with U. And there's an O and a V in the middle. Love. Say that word after me. Love.
Love.
And when Jesus talks about love, he's quite amazing. About a week ago, I was ministering on Worship Radio 247. Guess what? That is the name of the radio station we run. I'll say the name again, Worship Radio 247. Just in case you didn't get it the first time around, Worship Radio 247. It's on the internet, www.worshipradio247.org. How about that for an ad?
That's free.
We don't mess around here. Martin, there's some cards in there. Will you give everybody a card, please? Hand them out.
Literally.
Hand them out liberally.
And the books?
When we put together Worship Radio 247, we did it because we believe in worship.
Mm-hmm.
We believe in worship because worship, I believe, is an intimate relationship with God. And that's what I believe we should have. An intimate relationship with our daddy.
Amen.
And that comes about with the word love. A young pastor in 1962, his name was David Wilkerson.
Amen.
Went to New York City because he felt God tell him to do that. Why would God tell? Oh, thank you. Why would God tell a little pastor from a tiny little church like Stowmarket? Why would he tell this little pastor, this nobody, to go to New York City? Why would he then get him to go to a court to see some people who were up on charges of rape and murder and mayhem? Why would God allow him to then try to get into this court and get thrown out by the ushers so that his name appeared in the newspapers? David Wilkerson thinking, Lord, what are you doing? What are you playing at? But through that encounter, he went to see the Mau Maus, one of the most feared gangs in New York City. And he went to Nicky Cruz, who was the president of the Mau Maus, who was the worst. And he said these words to him, Nicky, Jesus loves you. And Nicky Cruz said to him, come anywhere nearer and I'll cut you into 1,000 pieces. And David Wilkerson says, and every single one of those pieces will declare, I love you. It changed Nicky Cruz's life. Nicky Cruz, 40 years later, I've met him 3 times. 40 years later, is an international evangelist, preaching to thousands upon thousands upon thousands of kids, bringing the love of God to those kids and changing their lives because of this little pastor who came from Pennsylvania. From that encounter came one of the biggest international charities ever to be invented, Teen Challenge. They are right across the world now because of that tiny little word of God. From that tiny little seed where David Wilkerson was to take the love of God to these people. Love is what is going to win this battle. Love is the only thing that is going to win this battle. A couple of weeks ago, as I said, I was preaching on Worship Radio 247. Wanted to get it in again. And as I was ministering, something hit me. For many years, I have preached that we cannot attain or achieve agape love. Agape love is the unconditional love that comes from God. There is no condition attached. That is why it is called agape. Unconditional love. It's impossible. I used to preach until I saw the Word of God. And I read the Word of God out, and it hit me like a thunderbolt. When Jesus said these words, love one another. And then he says, and it says, love one another, full stop. And then it says, as I love you, love one another. In other words, if Jesus loves us, he loves us with an agape love. Therefore, he's commanding us to love other people with an agape love.
Amen.
Amen.
And that is what we have to do. He's not saying, listen, guys, because Jesus was from Essex. Listen, guys, Do yourselves a favour. Love one another as I have loved you, all right? It's something I want you to do. It'd be nice if you would. Jesus didn't say this. Jesus said, I am giving you now a commandment. We are in an army, beloved. We are in an army. And I believe Jesus used the word commandment for a reason. Because we are in an army, and if he's the general, he's commanding us to do something, we need to be trained to obey immediately. Yes. Not mess around. I wonder if I'm going to bother today. I don't feel like it. How I don't know. I feel all lethargic. That person who comes to church really gets on my nerves. I don't want to speak to them today, so I'm not going to. No, no, no! You are not commanded to do that. You are commanded to love the one person that you can't stand. Jesus didn't say, listen, do me a favour, love them and like them. He didn't say that. Because if he said love them and like them, that's impossible. Because there are so many people in this world I love, but I can't stand. I don't like them as people because of the way they live their lives. But it doesn't stop me loving them unconditionally. That's my point. We're not called to like people, we're called to love them.
Amen.
If I come to your house and I say to you, I come and knock on your door and I say to you, I've got nowhere to go, I've got nowhere to live and I've got no food. If you shut the door in my face, you are breaking God's commandment. Whether you like it or whether you don't. Because I'm a brother. And you know what? I might not act like a brother sometimes. Because I fail. And I sin. And I fall short. Because Paul says to the Roman church in chapter 3 and verse 23, we all sin and fall short. Amen?
Amen. Amen.